Okay, and if you have two horses, would you have a special name for the one on the left or the one on the right or the one that walks in the furrow, or you wouldn't designate between them? Okay. In the earlier part of the interview, there were a couple of things that I should have asked you to pronounce, which I realized later that I had omitted. So, one of them, you were naming the long piece of furniture that I think you called a couch. Can you think of another very common term for that a lot of people use?
Sofa.
Mm-hmm, that was the one. And then there was the thing that comes out from the fireplace. I think you said the foot. I'm not really sure that we were talking about the same thing there. There's a long short story by Dickens called The Cricket on the... You're not a Dickens fan, okay?
I don't know it.
Can
you spell it?
I'll have to spell it, yes. H-E-A-R-T-H.
Hearth.
Okay. Is that what you would call the thing that comes out from the fireplace? Or is that what you mean by the foot?
That's what I meant by the foot, but mm-hmm. I think of a hearth as the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And the other one... was, I think we talked about it, but you didn't ever say it. The period of time, meaning about 2 weeks, and you said you heard professors explicating Shakespeare using that.
Fortnight.
Okay. Okay, let's get on with it. If something was not really close, you would say it's just a little...
further? Too far?
That's the general idea, but a little something away. Meaning a short distance, and something you'd say instead of distance, it's a little...
Oh. I don't know.
You might not even use an expression like that.
Okay.
Suppose this is sort of the opposite. You've been traveling and you haven't finished your journey. You might say, we still have a long... to
way.
Go. Sorry?
Way.
Okay. If somebody slipped on the ice and fell over that way, he fell...
backwards.
And if he fell that way...
forwards.
Okay. If somebody said to you, did you catch any fish, you might reply, no, blank, a one.
Not a one.
Did you ever hear anybody say nary a one?
Yes, I nearly said it.
Really? Do you say that?
Uh-huh.
Would you say it for me?
Nary.
Okay. Do your family say that?
Yes, not all of them, but there are a few that do.
Mm-hmm. Do you consider it old-fashioned?
Yes.
Okay. If... a schoolboy is being scolded by his teacher, he might say, why is she blaming me? I
didn't do it.
Fine. Somebody apologizes for breaking your rake, you might reply, that's all right. I didn't like that old rake.
Anyway.
Okay. A crying child might say he was eating candy and didn't give me
any.
Mm-hmm. This is one you might not even have an expression similar to these. If a boy, a little boy is spoiled, you might say, when he grows up, he'll have his trouble. As not.
As like? Let me see.
Would you say something as not?
Likely.
Likely as not? Would that be your phrase, or would you just say likely?
Likely as not.
Okay. Did you ever hear anybody say apt as not?
No.
All right. Oh, we've got some more farm things coming up. If what would you call the trenches cut by a plow?
Burrows.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody had a good yield, he might say we raised a big...
crop.
Mm-hmm. If you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you would say we...
cleared.
Mm-hmm. If you've cut your crop down once and then it comes up another time, what might you call that additional crop?
I don't have a word for that.
Do you have a name for old dead grass that's left over on the ground in the spring?
No.
Okay. Do you have a name for a crop which comes up that you haven't planted?
No.
Okay. Wheat is tied up into a...